Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Hey, this is Chelsea Briggs, and this is a special Billboard News Now for Friday, May 7th. Here's Growing Up with DJ Khaled.
You know, Miami's my home. You know, Miami raised me. Yeah, my mom and dad came down to America, maybe less than $20 in their pocket. My dad was a hustler, you know what I'm saying? And my mom was a hustler too. And I'll never forget that my parents used to sell clothes out the trunk like in the flea market. And I would hold the money pouch. But what's so beautiful about it was they came from nothing. And then from there, they got a store in the shopping center. So I would sleep at the store, I would wake up at the store, and I would just see them work 7 days a week. You know, my parents went through a situation where, I don't know the full details, but everything they worked hard for got taken away. My parents had to start over. For me to see at that early age taught me to become who I am today. And that's why I'm so focused and dialed in. You know, I remember when I first fell in love with DJing. I'll never forget like one of my first concerts. I think it was Run DMC, LL Cool J, and Beastie Boys. I was so deep into my music at an early age, around like 12, but really started messing with the turntables and beat machines around 13 and 14, I was all in. I'm like now 17, I'm getting kicked out of the apartments because my music's too loud, and then I couldn't pay the monthly note. I go to New Orleans, be with my mom and dad for a few months, get back on my feet. So imagine working at a record store, and the record store, they had turntables behind the cash register. So I would DJ all day. People used to come to the store just to watch me DJ. Birdman and Slim used to come weekly and drop off tapes and CDs. This is before their big deal. It would sell like in an hour, all of them. I've seen it from my own eyes, and you know, I'm inspired. Now record companies will call the store, and I'll be like, hello, Odyssey Records. And they're like, yo, is this guy, Bob, really selling this many records? Months later, they're the biggest thing in the world. And I met Wayne there when he first came in the game. He was on my first single, Holla At Me Baby. The rest goes without me having to say, I say go, 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 go. I learned so much early in my career, and then I was blessed to meet my brother, Fat Joe. He was about to drop his first album, bumped into him in front of the new music seminar, and he seen the vinyl in my hand. Fat Joe the gangster at that time. When you looked at him, he was like this, like you know, ain't no smiling. But he showed love, like, yo, boom, that's my album. Like, yo, I'm telling him how much I love it. So when he came to Florida, he heard me on Mix 96 on the radio. He called up the radio. Yo, Khaled, I'm in town, yo, what up? It just, we never turned back from there. He's the one that got me my first record deal at Koch Records. So my first album, I'm on fire in Miami. So what made me want to make a Khaled album was I used to shop beats for rappers. Some beats some artists didn't take. And I kept saying, man, I don't know why they're not taking it. They're not seeing what I'm seeing. I'm gonna do this for myself. But I'm gonna ask the same person I would shop a beat to, but do it for me on my project. So that's what's unique about my records is the way it sounds, the way it feels, the energy, the sonics. You only can hear that from me. I think the hardest thing was not falling for the trap. Imagine somebody coming to you every day saying you're not gonna be nothing. Imagine every day somebody closing the door on you. Imagine every day somebody said no. And I could have easily fell for the trap and went left and started getting in trouble. And I always had in my head, and I learned from my mother and father, I know it's not gonna happen overnight. I know it ain't. It's gonna take a lot of work. Be persistent, consistent, and don't stop. I'm here to tell you, I'm self-made. We Take It Over is a record that changed my life. That record is ahead of its time. And it's the biggest artist at that time. You know that Lil Wayne verse? at that time, probably one of the best verses. I am the beast. Feed me rappers and feed. No, that ain't no regular. Like he going crazy.
I am the beast. Feed me rappers and feed me beats. I'm untamed. I need a leash.
But that record changed my life and let people know from the fans and the music industry, Khaled is here to stay, and he not playing. So now I got kids. You thought I was hungry back in the day. I'm hungrier now. It's not about me no more. It's not about Khaled. It's about my kids and my queen.
Keep taking me higher and higher. Told Khaled bounce the phone to the bar break.
Blessed my brother Nip, man. Making that record was special. And then to win a Grammy is beautiful. It only like inspired me more.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire.
That album means so much to me because it's called Father of Assad. My son got a Grammy. He executive produced the album.
We the best music. Another one.
And I always said when I first came in the game, I'm gonna make an album called Khaled Khaled. But I knew I had to make it at a certain time. It couldn't be my first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth album. No, it would have to be like the 12th album. This is like the evolving of Khaled. But now it's time for the next level. New world, new decade, let's set it off big. And how about we do it with one of my biggest albums ever? Hey, yo, this is DJ Khaled, but you know this is Khaled Khaled. And you know, this show right here called Growing Up, I wanna thank y'all, make sure y'all check it out and definitely go get my album. It's the biggest, thank you.
All right, for more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.